Amy, one of the things that it is kind of fun to do through the year is read creative writing about flying, about the experiences of the heart that kind of go along with being an aviation enthusiast or a pilot. And when I saw that we were going to talk with Sporties, I thought, oh, this is going to be essentially a commercial conversation. But it is not.
It is so not, because our guest, John Zimmerman, is Vice President, Sporty Pilot Shop Catalog Division, but he's the editor of Airfax Journal. Airfax Journal is an online journal that champions, educates, informs, and entertains pilots worldwide with real-world flying experiences. And John is also the person who heads up the Richard Collins Young Writers Award program every year that I am proud to say I am also one of the essay judges, one of several essay judges. And what he wants to talk to us about is how Airfax Journal and this amazing writing prize that we've had for a couple years now really is growing the next generation of aviation journalists. John, thank you so much for taking time out of what I know is a hugely busy schedule this week. Let's talk about this Richard Collins Writing Prize. Tell me how it started.
It started, like a lot of these ideas, with a brief conversation and a "hey, I was thinking" moment. And Richard Collins, who you know well and worked with for years, legendary aviation journalist, gave a lot of young writers a start in the business.
Including me.
You, me, in my sort of part-time writing, and many, many others. And so he's always, you know, he always had a passion for the next generation of not just pilots, but writers. And we had this idea to really celebrate that and continue that with a writing prize that would be targeted at young pilots who maybe were good at writing but didn't realize quite how good at writing they were, and maybe to encourage them to think about taking another step with their writing career. And we did it the first year thinking, who knows, maybe we'll get half a dozen. I think we got 40 or 50 submissions, and we thought, well, now we've really got something. So we have you and a couple of other judges who do a great job sorting through it. This past year, we actually gave away a first prize and a second prize, and it's just been fantastic. I get to read all of the entries, and it's like anything else. It's like Young Eagles. It's like anything you do with kids. If you're worried about the future, you should hang around kids more often, because it just absolutely brightens up your world, and you see the talent that some of these kids have for writing. It's just a blast.
I've noticed young people who attend AirVenture. I wouldn't say that there's a type, but there's a characteristic that I keep on seeing over and over again, and it's focus. It's the way they walk and carry themselves. It's how they get from one place to another. It's the interest and the attention that they pay in all kinds of things that they're observing. It's one of those things, like you said, that kind of makes you confident, makes you hopeful.
Yeah, and I don't know what's correlation, what's causation, but I know my personal story learning to fly when I was a teenager, it made me grow up a lot faster. It certainly, we talk about STEM and all that, and that's great, but it teaches you, I think, intangibles of confidence and you know, risk management. Even if you don't know what that means, you're doing it as a new pilot, especially as a teenager. It teaches you all kinds of things that you really can't learn anywhere else. You have to learn by doing it. And I think you see that reflected in the writing. You see, and you've seen this, Amy, reading some of the submissions, some of the lessons learned are really powerful and mature and moving. And I read it and I think, my gosh, I'm not sure I learned that lesson yet. I'm in my 40s, you know, so.
A lot of common sense suddenly gets common.
Uh-huh.
I do believe that learning to fly as a teenager made me a more common sense, straightforward, absolutely risk management. You're right about that, without ever having the word pop up. I mean, that's a terminology that's very 90s,
right,
aughts, and today, of course, it's normal. We have SMS. Forget, you know.
Right. And I still remember my first solo cross country, which is, you know, 25 years ago now, but I can remember clear as day. That was the moment it really hit me that I'm all alone in this airplane. I'm beyond the traffic pattern. And the only way I'm going to get back is if I do it right. It's on me. And for a second, that's frightening. But then in a way, it's really empowering, and it's an experience you can't get anywhere else. You know, you mess up playing basketball in high school and you get to take another shot. You know, you have another game. But it really, it teaches you something, I think, that you can't learn anywhere else. And that's part of what we're trying to share with this writing prize, right, is share. People have these stories kind of bottled up inside, and by the process of writing it down, it really makes you think about some of those and then hopefully share it with the world. And we love sharing those stories with the next generation.
We're talking with John Zimmerman, who's a vice president at Sporty's and editor of Airfax Journal. Specifically, we're talking about the Richard Collins Young Writers Award Program.
This program, how many submissions did we get this year? I think it was...
Nearly 100.
Yeah. I was going to say double what we started with. And you're still really only publicizing it through Sporty's and Airfax Journal, right?
We do, although we've gotten great support from the aviation industry. A lot of other publications, I think, see the value in encouraging young pilots and writers. And so they have helped us spread the message. I will tell you, as a parent of a teenager... who does some occasional writing contests. It's a great contest. The prize money is top 1%. The process is easy, so we try to make it worth their while. We try to make it easy, and I think that's reflected in some of the submissions we get.
Yeah, I would agree with you completely, and I'm only seeing, I think, the top 10% of the submissions because the very first time we did this contest, we saw all of them, and John FedExed me this amazingly thick brick of paper, and I went, and so we decided that there had to be a better way. I was not the only judge that did that.
That's
so,
right.
It was great reading. Don't misunderstand me, but so was War and Peace the first time I went through it.
John, can you talk about the what the winner would receive?
Yeah, winner receives a cash prize, $5,000, and $2,500 for second place. It gets published in Airfax, and really it's a chance for them to sort of step out into the limelight a little bit. And we've had some past winners get contacted by aviation publications and have written for them while they're in college. So we'll kind of see where that goes. But, we want to be generous with the cash part, but also generous just with the spotlight to hopefully encourage them to consider keeping up with it.
You've actually had winners come to Sun and Fun.
That's right. We had our first winner join us at Sun and Fun. We've had winners who have continued to write on Airfax. Said, I really enjoyed that. Here's another article, and continue to publish them. So it's, that motivation, that inspiration hopefully is as valuable as anything.
Well, and Airfax is unique in itself. Let's talk a little bit about the structure of Airfax, because it lends itself to that, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly what Airfax is about. It was actually founded in the 1930s by Richard Collins' father, Leighton Collins. So it's one of the original aviation magazines. And for a long, long time, most of the history of Airfax, it's been primarily reader-written. So it's not a big staff of writers. There's a few, but mostly it's readers who share their own stories. So it has a very authentic and real community. We call it high-class hangar flying. And that's really the kind of the culture we're after. And so this contest just fits perfectly with what we're trying to do there.
It does. There's also good editing going on at Airfax to make sure that everybody reaches the bar. If it's a good story and maybe just needs a little help to get there, I think you're doing that.
We definitely try to do that. We say if you've got a great story, don't worry about telling it. We'll help you get there. Let's start with the good story and we'll polish it up.
So there was a point in time when Airfax Journal was kind of resurrected, kind of brought back from the dead, right?
That's right. We brought it back in 2011. It had gone in print through the 70s. I think it faded out in the 70s. And we worked with Richard Collins in 2011 to bring it back. He said, hey, how about we do Airfax again? And we kind of laughed, thought he was joking. He said, no, I'm serious. Let's do it. And next thing you knew, we had an online magazine back again. It's been a joy. It's so fun for me. I enjoy writing too, so it's a great kind of creative outlet for me. Just a great way to stay connected to the aviation industry. So we love it.
Well, you're a quintessential pilot yourself. You fly a lot of different aircraft. I would suspect that your teenager is probably somewhat interested.
We might have had some conversations about lessons, dinner table conversations.
I, too, had a teenager who was somewhat interested. It's a very fine line between pushing and...
Exactly.
And trying to share that passion, but letting them be themselves. It's tricky, isn't it?
Great advice, and I learned it from my dad, who is a pilot, who never pushed once, but as soon as I expressed interest, it was, well, sure, I'll let you know what the next step would be. And that's sort of always been my philosophy, is you've got to want it for yourself. Don't do this because dad wants you to do it. But if you're really interested, well, sure, you're lucky that you got a flying family, and I'd be happy to take you up. And so we've had many great flights and many chances to take the controls, and we'll see where it goes.
Exactly. So speaking of see where it goes, we're going to do this again for 2023. Where can people who qualify, and we'll talk about the qualifications, find out about the writing?
Yeah, stay tuned to airfaxjournal.com. That's where you can, first of all, read the winners from previous years. We have a young pilot section. You can read all the winners. And that's also where you can check out the announcement. We typically announce it right after the first of the year. Opens up in early January, runs through the end of March, and we announce our winner around Sun and Fun. So stay tuned to sporties.com, where we'll announce it, or airfaxjournal.com. And if you're a pilot under age 25, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, and on the airfield, where can people find Sporties this week?
We have a big tent right out front of Hangar B, Tent 260. So look for the Sporties flags. And if I'm around, I'd be happy to talk to you about this or anybody else there. We'd love to see you.
And, John, are you going to do any more forums this week?
Unfortunately, I'm done with forums. But I'm happy to do a one-on-one forum if you stop by the tent.
What have your forums been about?
We've done a lot on data link weather and iPad flying. Just, you know, such an exciting part of the world that makes flying easier and safer for pilots. So always talking about the latest iPad tips, ADS-B receivers, things that can make flying safer for everybody.
That's John Zimmerman, who's the Vice President of the Catalog Division at Sporties. Amy, it's the end of our hour. I hope you'll be back for the next one.
Oh, yes, sir. I have every intention of seeing everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to EAA Radio.